huevón. Ya ni está ahí, pero sí. Dale.
Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopijana Ballabha Girivar Nari. Jaya Gopijana Ballabha Girivar Nari. Jashoda Nandana Brajajana Ranjana. Jashoda Nandana Brajajana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanushari. Jamuna Tira Vanushari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopijana Ballabha Girivar Nari. Gopijana Ballabha Girivar Nari. Jashoda Nandana Brajajana Ranjana. Jashoda Nandana Brajajana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanushari. Jamuna Tira Vanushari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nittai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Jayo Jayo Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hare Hare Bol. Jayong Vishnupad Paramhansa Paribrajakacharjo Ashtottara Shato Shri Shrimad Abhay Charanarvinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupad Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnav Vrinda Ki Jai Namacharjo Shila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Se Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Shyam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Landaneshwar Ki Jai Shri Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani Ki Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai Granthraj Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai Shamabeto Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gaurango. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sharashati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunnavadi Paschatta Adishatarine Hare Krishna. So, this morning we are going to read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. You have that program every Saturday. Saturday, both Saturday and Sunday. Wow, wonderful. Jayo Jayo Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jayo Jayo Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.
Jayo Jayo Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jayo Shri Chaitanya.
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.
Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai. Sorry. This Madhya Lila 9, 6, 10, 55. 56 onwards. Oh, 55 onwards.
60. 65.
Oh, 65 onwards. Oh. You told me 55 to 65. Okay. Okay, it's all right. Okay, I think it'll be 55 onwards because the other verses don't have purports. Because 65 it comes to because it has a purport. Okay. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, chapter 10, text 55 onwards. I'm sorry, 56 onwards. Eivaninath rohibe tomaro charone jabe jei agga taha koribe shevane. So is there
65.
Oh, 56 to 65. So 65. Okay, so I'll read through 56 onwards here. This son, Baninath, will remain at your lotus feet to always immediately attend to your orders and serve you. Atmiya gyane more sankoch na koribe jei jabe ichcha tabe sei agya dibe. My dear Lord, please consider me your relative. Do not hesitate to order whatever you desire at any time you desire it. Prabhu kahe ki sankoch tumi naho par janme janme tumi amar sabangshe kinkar. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Bhavananda Rai's offer, saying, I accept without hesitation because you are not an outsider. Birth after birth you have been my servant along with your family members. Din paach shad bhitore ashibe ramananda tar sange purno habe amaro anando. Sri Ramananda Rai is coming within 5 to 7 days. As soon as he arrives, my desires will be fulfilled. I take great pleasure in his company. Ato boli prabhu tare alingan, ato boli prabhu tare koilo alingan, tar putra sab shire dhorilo charon. Saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Bhavananda Rai. The Lord then touched the heads of his sons with his lotus feet. Tabe Mahaprabhu tare ghare pathailo Baninath Pattanayake nikate rakhilo. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then sent Bhavananda Rai back to his home, and he kept only Baninath Pattanayak in his personal service. Bhattacharya sabloke bidai korailo tabe prabhu kala krishna dashe bolailo. Sarvam Bhattacharya then asked all the people to leave. Afterwards, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called for Kala Krishna Das, who had accompanied the Lord during his South Indian tour. Prabhu kahe Bhattacharya sunahi iharo charit dakkhine giyachilo iha amaro sahit. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, my dear Bhattacharya, just consider the character of this man who went with me to South India. Bhatto thari kache gala amare chhariya bhatto thari hoitei hare anilo uddhariya. He left my company to associate with the Bhattatharis, but I rescued him from their company and brought him here. Ebe ami hani korilai vidai jaha iccha jaho ama shane nahi ardai. Okay, so this verse is written on the board, so we'll all recite it together. Ebe
ami
iha
ani
korilam vidai jahar
iccha
jaha,
jaha
I'm sorry jaho আমা শনে নাহি আর দায়। এবে আমি ইহানি করিলাম বিদায়, যাহা ইচ্ছা যাহ আমা শনে নাহি আর দায়। এবে আমি ইহানি করিলাম বিদায়, যাহা ইচ্ছা যাহ আমা শনে নাহি আর দায়। এবে আমি হানি করিলাং উদ্ধার, যাহা ইচ্ছা যাহ আমা শনে নাহি আর দায়। এবে আমি ইহানি করিলাম বিদায়, যাহা ইচ্ছা যাহ আমা শনে নাহি আর মাতাজিজ এবে নাও আমি আই ইহা হিয়ার আনি ব্রিঙ্গিং করিলাং বিদায়, হ্যাভ আস্কড হিম টু গো অ্যাওয়ে, যাহা ইচ্ছা হোয়ার এভার হি লাইকস যাহো গো আমা শনে উইথ মি নাহি আর দের ইজ নো মোর thy responsibility. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Now that I have brought him here, I am asking him to leave. Now he can go wherever he likes, for I am no longer responsible for him. Please repeat after me. Now that I have brought him here, I am asking him to leave. Now he can go wherever he likes, for I am no longer responsible for him. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Kala Krishna Das was influenced and allured by nomads or gypsies who enticed him with women. Maya is so strong that Kala Krishna Das left Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's company to join gypsy women. Even though a person may associate with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he can be allured by Maya and leave the Lord's company due to his slight independence. Only one who is overwhelmed by Maya can be so unfortunate as to leave Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's company. Yet, unless one is very conscientious, the influence of Maya can drag one away, even though he be the personal assistant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what to speak of others? The Bhattatharis used to increase their numbers by using women to allure outsiders. This is factual evidence showing that it is possible at any time to fall down from the Lord's association. One need only misuse his little independence. once fallen and separated from the Supreme Personality of Godhead's association, one becomes a candidate for suffering in the material world. Although rejected by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Kala Krishna Das was given another chance, as the following verses relate. Ebe ami iha ani korilang bidai, jaha iccha jaho ama shone nahi ar dai. Now that I have brought him here, I am asking him to leave. Now he can go wherever he likes, for I am no longer responsible for him. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to travel to South India from Jagannath Puri, his original plan was to travel alone. And at that time, Sarvam Bhattacharya and others persuaded him to at least take one person with him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was reluctant to take anybody with him. But finally, it was considered, Mahaprabhu was told that, look, with one hand you'll be carrying your water pot, and with the other hand you'll be counting your chanting. So how will you carry your clothes? Therefore, you need an assistant to carry your clothes and whatever little other paraphernalia you may be carrying with you. So at that, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu agreed. And Kala Krishna Das was given to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to travel with him, just to carry his clothes and water pots and other things. And also another consideration was that Mahaprabhu, in his ecstasy, he would completely lose himself. He would be just behaving like a madman that everybody saw. He would not have any external consciousness. So at that time, what would be his condition? Therefore, it was very, very important that somebody would go with him. The natural choice was Nityananda Prabhu. Mahaprabhu said, nothing doing. The way he has been controlling me, the way he had been behaving, has become a big burden, big disappointment to me. Mahaprabhu pointed out, see, look, after taking sannyas, I wanted to go to Vrindavan, and he misled me. For 3 days we have been traveling, and after that he brought us back to Ganges and told me that this is Jamuna, and this where I have arrived is Vrindavan. But actually, he just tricked me to come back to Navadvip. And then he called Advaita Acharya and brought me back to Shantipur. He then invited everyone from Navadvip to come and see me. Okay, I appreciate that he was very merciful to the devotees of Navadvip, and that's why he tricked me. But what about my sannyas? He is not taking it seriously at all. He thinks my sannyas is just a child's play. It's a drama that I'm playing, which was actually true. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes are just like the Lord's pastimes are like enacting some play. And then Mahaprabhu gave another reason, that when I was coming to Jagannath Puri, after taking sannyas, my only possession was my sannyas danda. And when we came to Athero Nala, he broke my sannyas danda and threw it in the river. At that time I decided that I'm not going to allow him to come and travel with me. So, and then finally, it was decided that one of the associates of Nityananda Prabhu, Kala Krishna Das, will accompany Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu agreed. He is much junior and he would probably be more obedient. But unfortunately, what happened when Mahaprabhu was traveling through South India, there is a group of some sort of nomadic spiritualists, so sort of, they're not spiritualists, they're kind of tantrics. These people are expert in black magic. And they're known as Bhattatharis. And as Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, that they try to increase their number by enticing people through women, through their women. And they took away, these women seduced Kala Krishna Das and took him away from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally went to rescue him. First he reasoned with them with nice words, gentlemanly way, that please, I am a sannyasi. You are also kind of sort of spiritualist, so you should recognize. Jai Shri Shri Radha Landanishwar ki jai. Jai Shri Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani ki jai. Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai. So he appealed to them that his only assistant, they should give him back. They shouldn't try to take him away. But these Bhattatharis became so offensive that they not only refused to return Kala Krishna Das to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but they even attacked him with their weapons. But surprisingly, the weapons that they used, those weapons, instead of going towards Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they came and attacked them. They had swords, the swords started to cut them. They threw tridents, the trident changed their course and went back and hit them. So in this way, all the weapons that they used towards Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back to them. And they were completely devastated. And this way Mahaprabhu rescued Kala Krishna Das and brought him back. Then throughout the travel, Mahaprabhu allowed him to stay with him. But when Mahaprabhu came back to Jagannath Puri after his travel of South India, as it has been described here, when everyone left, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, please call Kala Krishna Das, told Sarvama Bhattacharya. And then he related to Sarvama Bhattacharya all that happened. And then he said, let him go. I had the responsibility to bring, because he traveled with me, I had the responsibility to bring him back. So I just brought him back and now let him go. I don't have anything to do with him. So naturally Kala Krishna Das was devastated. And seeing his condition, the others became compassionate. And then they decided, which will be described in later verses, that Kala Krishna Das, actually now that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back to Jagannath Puri, somebody should be sent to Bengal to carry the news to Sachi Mata. And so that other Vaishnavas from Navadvip also can come. Like it was understood that Advaita Acharya naturally come, and many other devotees from Navadvip, upon hearing the message of Mahaprabhu's return, they would come to see him. So somebody has to be sent to Bengal, so let Kala Krishna Das go and carry that message. And now in this respect, one question arises naturally, that when Choto Haridas made a slight mistake, which was not really known, it was so subtle, that he went to bake some rice. Actually, Mahaprabhu was served some prasad. And there was some very fine rice. So Mahaprabhu questioned, where did this rice come from? And whoever cooked the prasad said, the Chota Haridas brought it. Then Mahaprabhu said, let him not come to me anymore. Let him not come near me anymore. And everyone was surprised, like, what happened? And then upon inquiring, they found out that Chota Haridas went and collected the rice from Madhavi Devi. And Madhavi Devi is an elderly woman, a very intimate associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. She is considered to be one half of a personality. And now he went and baked the rice from this elderly woman, and who is such an exalted devotee. So what could have been wrong? Naturally, they understood that there may have been some thoughts, some undesirable thoughts in his mind, some lustful thoughts in his mind. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu detected that just from the rice. Anyway, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the Super Soul, so he knew everything. But here he is actually playing the role of a sannyasi, so he is just playing in this way. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just naturally responded in that way. Everybody begged him, please forgive him. And because Chota Haridas was constantly crying all the time. But Mahaprabhu was so stern, so firm, that he just refused to even let him come near him. He just rejected him, said that, let him not come near me anymore. And when all their endeavors failed, like all the exalted devotees, all the intimate associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appealed to him, but Mahaprabhu just would not listen to them. He was completely firm in his decision. This person should never be allowed to come near me. And eventually Kala Krishna Das committed suicide. He left. No one could see him anymore. But one day, one night, everybody could hear. Kala Krishna Das was a very, very accomplished singer. He used to sing most beautifully. And they heard Kala Krishna, that the voice of Kala Krishna Das, although they couldn't hear him, although they couldn't see him, they could hear his voice singing. And eventually they found out that Chota Haridas went to Triveni. Triveni is the confluence of three rivers near Prayag, Allahabad, Ganga, Jamuna and Saraswati, where the Kumbh Mela takes place, the confluence of three rivers. In that confluence of three rivers, he gave up his body. And his subtle body, he gave up his body, but in his subtle body he was singing, and devotees could hear him sing. He committed suicide and remained in his subtle body. And when Mahaprabhu heard that, he said, that's good. He appreciated that, yes. When someone falls down like that, that's what he should do. He was so strict, because he was there to set a very, very lofty example, the standard of pure devotional service. Pure devotional service means no room for Maya, completely for Krishna. Now, as I was saying, the question arises, in case of Chota Haridas, Mahaprabhu was so rigid, so strict, and so uncompromising. There was no room for any concession. Whereas, in case of Kala Krishnadas, he went himself to rescue him from the Bhattadharis. Why did he do that? And why, in one case, he is so strict that he would, even for a subtle fall down, he is not going to accept him. Whereas, for the sake of this person who had such a gross fall down, he left Mahaprabhu's association, allured by some gypsy women, and left Mahaprabhu, went with them. But Mahaprabhu went, and a description goes like caught him by his hair and brought him back. Why did he do that? The answer to that is, Chota Haridas was direct associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Whereas Kala Krishnadas was an associate of Nityananda Prabhu. Because he was an associate of Nityananda Prabhu, Mahaprabhu went out of his way to rescue him. So now the choice is yours. Do you want to become directly related to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or through the via medium of Nityananda Prabhu and his representatives? So the answer is clear. So that's the advantage of being Mahaprabhu's servant's servant. Servant of the servant of the servant. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, through his associates, is establishing a pure standard of Krishna consciousness. He came to establish Krishna consciousness in the age of Kali. Therefore, through his pastimes, he is actually setting up the standard. And Chota Haridas had been used for that. After all, who is Chota Haridas? Those who are participating in Mahaprabhu's pastimes, they are not ordinary living entities. They are his eternal associates, most of them. There are two types of associates: those who come down with the Lord from the spiritual sky, and those who become purified and become his associate. So either way, they are his associates, those who have come to the platform of pure devotional service. That's why they could actually associate with the Lord. What to speak of seeing the Lord. Just seeing the Lord is such a rare thing. To associate with the Lord must be so rare opportunity. Now, who can get such an opportunity besides his devotees? And an example in this respect has been given, like when a king decides to stage a drama. Sometimes the kings do that. Some kings are very artistic, especially in India. They would enact drama and they would take part in those drama. And when a king stages a drama, then who will participate as actors and actresses in that drama? Any Tom, Dick and Harry? No. Kings, as intimate associates only, will enact, participate in those dramas. So similarly, when the Supreme Personality of Godhead performs his pastimes, pastimes in a way is like a drama, or you can say that the dramas are the perverted reflection of the pastimes of the Lord. It is enacted in order to convey some lessons, convey some teachings, giving some understanding of certain principles. Like, generally, a good drama must have a motto to convey. some theme. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead performs this drama along with his associates to teach the living entities certain lesson. And what is the lesson? The lesson is that if you become my devotee, then I'll take care of you in all respects. And if you become opposed to, if you become inimical to me, then be prepared for the consequences. No matter how powerful you may be, but if you go against the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the consequence of that is not going to be very pleasant. That's what we learned from his pastimes. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam. Vinashaya, annihilate. If you become a duskritakari, duskrita, if you go against the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then be prepared to be annihilated. So what do you want? Do you want eternal life or annihilation? The choice is very simple. You submit yourself to the Lord, aham tvang sarva papi phi moksha ishami. You will not only become free from all your sinful reactions, but you will achieve your spiritual identity of eternity, knowledge and bliss. Eternal life, no more death anymore. The life of immortality. That will be achieved just by submitting to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Janma karma chame dibyam. If we simply understand that Krishna's activities and birth are dibyam, divine, then he will become free from the bondage of, he will be become free from the cycle of birth and death. Takta deham punarjanma naiti mameti shvarjana. No more birth, no more death. That means eternal life in the spiritual sky. So easily this can be achieved. The consideration is just to recognize Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is the reward of becoming a devotee. But if you become a demon, like consider Ravan, Kumbhakarna, Shishupal, Dantavakra, Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, so many of them, such powerful individuals, so powerful that the demigods couldn't deal with them. Even Jamraj, the lord of death, couldn't deal with them. Like Ravan defeated Jamraj, apparently. Jamraj was about to take care of him, but Brahma came and said, look, he's not meant to be killed by you. So spare him, don't. And he pointed out that he is actually going to be killed by the Lord. So Jamraj said, okay, fine, I retreat. And Ravan thought that he defeated Jamraj. Kamsa, he defeated all the big, powerful personalities on the earth planet. They were such powerful individuals, like Aghasura, Bakasura, Trinavarta, etc. They were extremely powerful individuals, so powerful that even the demigods couldn't deal with them. But Kamsa defeated them one after another. And that's how they actually came under Kamsa's fold. He was so powerful. Then he went and attacked the demigods. And he defeated them. So in this way, Krishna actually creates his opponent. In a drama, you have the antagonist and protagonist. So the antagonists are created. The villains. As the greatest of all. But then the Lord comes and smashes him. And this is how he becomes greater than the greatest. And this is how he actually sets the example. And simple-hearted, pure-hearted individuals then submit to the Lord. They see, they naturally consider, what's the point in becoming inimical towards the Lord? Let's just submit ourselves to the Lord. Become his devotee. And the reward for the devotees is so wonderful. Whereas the demons, they may flourish for the time being, but eventually they are going to be smashed. So in this way, we are we are given two choices. Become a devotee or become inimical towards the Lord. Vaidhi bhav. Vaidhi means enemy. The mood of an enemy. Will you become an enemy of the Lord or will you become submissive to the Lord? And those who surrender themselves to the Lord, we can see automatically, you all are experiencing that. What's the reward? First thing is, no more anxiety. No more anxiety. The material nature is full of anxiety. But you become a devotee of the Lord, no more anxiety. To the extent you become surrendered to Him, to that extent you become free from anxiety. And then the life becomes so full of joy. Again, to the extent you surrender to the Lord, to that extent you experience joy. If you say, well, in spite of becoming a devotee, I am not really experiencing that joy, then the immediate question will be, to what extent have you surrendered to the Lord? Just consider that. And you will see yourself. The anxiety and lack of that experiencing of joy or bliss is relative to our surrender to the Lord. And in this way we are seeing how wonderful is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu created this good fortune for us. Here, as we are seeing in case of Kala Krishna Das, as we just considered a little while ago, that Mahaprabhu went out of his way to rescue him because Kala Krishna Das was Nityananda Prabhu's associate, Nityananda Prabhu's property. And we surrender to Nityananda Prabhu. That's the way we learn how to surrender to Nityananda Prabhu. We surrender to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Nityananda Prabhu. Hano nitai bine bhai Radha Krishna paite nai. Without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, we cannot get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Radha Krishna. Who is Radha Krishna? Radha Krishna is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Radha Krishna paite nai. We cannot get Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. So, through Nityananda Prabhu we get Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and through Nityananda Prabhu's representatives, the spiritual masters, we get Nityananda Prabhu. It's a very simple process. And Nityananda Prabhu's representatives are all present all the time. Sometimes we are fortunate to recognize them, sometimes we are not fortunate to recognize them. Due to Prabhupada's mercy, it has become quite clear, quite easy to recognize those representatives of Nityananda Prabhu. What's the sign of Nityananda Prabhu's representative? That they simply sing the glory of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They commit themselves, they dedicate themselves in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And who is Nityananda Prabhu? Nityananda Prabhu is again Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's eternal associate, Balaram. Not only eternal associate, I'm sorry, he is his first expansion. And he is his most intimate servitor. Now, whatever he does, he is the one who makes all the arrangements. Balaram makes all the arrangements. Whatever he wants. Like he wants to lie down, immediately Balaram arranges the bed. Sometimes a nice bed with mattresses and cushions and pillows. Sometimes he become a bed of snake. Anantashesha. To float, like the Lord decided to lie on the water. So on the water you can't have a bed. Mattress and pillows, everything will sink. What can float on water? A snake can float on water. Therefore he became a snake. Sometimes he floats also. At the time of devastation, he floats on a banana leaf. And you know who is that banana leaf? Balaram. Krishna becomes a little baby and sucks his toe. Like a baby does, Krishna does that. Floating on a banana leaf. Little baby floating on a banana leaf. And that banana leaf is Balaram. And not only that, the banana leaf or the bedstead, the weapons that Krishna uses, who are those weapons? Also Balaram. We don't have to go that far. When you worship the Lord with chamara and peacock feather, peacock fan, bell, conch shell, water pot, who are they? On the altar? That's also Balaram. So that's how intimately the Balaram is associated to the Lord. And this is how the Lord's mercy is being expanded. And what to speak of when the representative of Balaram comes here to spread the glory of the Lord and remind us about Krishna. We can immediately see the mercy manifestation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this few verses that did not have any purport, just briefly I'll go over that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned after the trip of South India, tour of South India. And different devotees were brought to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One of them was Baninath Pattanayak, Ramananda Raya's father. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually accepted him, told him that you are Pandu. And your five sons are five Pandavas. And your wife is Kunti Devi. So in this way we can see that how the eternal associates of the Lord came to participate also in his pastimes as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Those who were in his pastimes in Dwapar Yuga, they also came in Kali Yuga to participate, most of them, to participate in his pastimes. Especially Ramananda Raya was a very special personality. It has been described that Ramananda Raya is three personalities in one. Ramananda Raya is Arjun. Ramananda Raya, actually Ramananda Raya is four personalities. Ramananda Raya is Vishakha. Ramananda Raya is an expansion of Lalita. And Ramananda Raya is an expansion of Arjun, the cowherd boy. So these four personalities are there in Ramananda Raya. A very, very intimate associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Of course, the prevailing aspect of him was the mood of Vishakha and Lalita. Mainly Vishakha. Swarup Damodar was the prevailing aspect of Lalita Devi, and Ramananda Rai was the prevailing aspect of Vishakha. So Lalita and Vishakha are the two most intimate associates of Srimati Radharani. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came in the mood of Srimati Radharani, Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani. So Lalita and Vishakha also came with him, as Swarup Damodar, Goswami and Ramananda Rai. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari. Does anybody have any question? Yes, Rasa Vihari.
Thank you, Srila Maharaj. I'm trying to understand with the pastime of Chaitanya Prabhu, how do I understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not really forgiving? Well, how do we understand him as an omnibenevolent Lord and not forgiving him for his mistake, even if he was very remorseful, to the point at which he's saying, you know, you killing yourself is the right thing to do? How do I understand him being omnibenevolent and taking that stance?
Yeah. Well, you see, as I mentioned, like, he came to set certain example through his pastimes. And the example that he's setting is that when you come to that very exalted position of pure devotional service, be very, very concerned about allurement of Maya. Don't fall for that. And the other consideration is that if you consider yourself to be an directly associated to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then be careful. But on the other hand, approaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through his devotee, Nityananda Dasa Prabhu, or spiritual master, the representative of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, then you're playing it safe. Even if you have some problem, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, instead of rejecting you, will go out of way to rescue you. Okay, get purified. just consider the other case scenario. Mahaprabhu said, okay, fine, come with me. Everything is alright. Then what will happen? It will set a standard. One will think that, well, I can do all nonsense and still receive the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So through these pastimes, he's actually teaching us, be careful. Now that you have come to this pure spiritual platform, remain fixed on this platform. Don't deviate. In this respect, another point actually comes up. Prabhupada, in his purport, in the description of Vaikuntha Loka, when there is a description of beautiful women in Vaikuntha Loka, and in that respect Prabhupada is saying that in the spiritual sky also there are women, and there is association, quite intimate association of women there, but there is no lusty desire. Association of women is not bad, but the thing is, what is bad is lusty desire. The desire to enjoy them is bad. But a devotee sees that they are the properties of Krishna. They are not for my enjoyment, they are meant for Krishna's enjoyment. Yes?
Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada often reiterates that Srila Prabhupada often reiterates that when one understands that the Supreme Lord is a Lord and Master in everything, and he understands himself as a servitor of the Lord, he'll never fall down from that position. It seems that both Chota Haridas, Kal Krishna Das, they understood Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's Madan Mohan. He can attract millions of cupids. And they were also engaged in service for the Supreme Lord. And yet, despite attaining that position, they fell down. Now, how do we reconcile that with this notion that when you enter into the
spiritual... Yeah, as I pointed out, that these are his pastimes, along with his intimate associates, eternally liberated individuals. He is performing his pastimes to set some example for us to follow. That's the way we have to actually approach. We have to understand. And and learn the lesson from that. And yes, one cannot fall down from a spiritual platform when one reaches such height. But then again, another consideration is that one can fall down even from the platform of bhava. From the prema platform, one doesn't fall down. From bhava platform, like the example is Bharat Maharaj. He reached a height of such exalted devotion. In spite of being in the bhava stage, he deviated. A person who was the ruler of the entire earth planet gave up his kingdom, gave up everything, went to the forest to cultivate his Krishna consciousness, reached the height of bhava platform. And from there he just becomes attached to an insignificant baby deer. So that's how strong Maya is. So another lesson to learn. How strong, I was going to use the expression deceptive, but then I didn't want to use it for Maya, right? How alluring she can be. And how susceptible we are.
So from that, are we to understand, Guru Maharaj, that if we were to ever enter into the Bhauma Leela of the Lord, we would already be at the stage of Prem Bhakti, and therefore we would never... So this, the way these events unfolded would never apply to a devotee like us.
Well, that's one way one can think of. But I think the safer and better way to think that always be concerned, always be careful that how fallible we are, how vulnerable we are. And the only protection from that is association of devotees. The only thing that gives us protection from Maya is association of devotees. Because Maya is impossible to overcome because it's the Lord's external energy. His energy. Mama Maya. the Lord is saying, my energy, durataya, insurmountable. Impossible to cross over. On the other hand, association of devotees is also Lord's internal energy. And not only Lord's internal energy, Lord's energy, but it's his internal energy. Now, between this external and internal, which one is stronger? Internal. Therefore, to be on the safe side, remain in the internal energy of the Lord, in the association of the devotees, and you'll play it safe. And don't ever go away from the association of devotees. Then we become extremely vulnerable. Yes, Hari Bol.
Thank you very much, Maharaj, for your very wonderful class.
Thank you.
I just have one question. When we listen to Krishna's pastimes, we also hear that how the demons or people antagonistic to Krishna, although killed by Krishna, they were benefited. Now, in this particular case with the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, can you explain how Chaita Haridas and also Kala Krishna were benefited by these chastisements?
Yeah, very good point, very good point. Actually, when we become chastised by the Lord, we can rest assured that we are going to be rewarded for that. Right? That is the That is the nice thing about being chastised by somebody who loves us. Because when he chastises us for this, first of all, it's for our own benefit. And after chastising, he feels bad. And then he wants to compensate for that. And that chastisement actually brings us closer to him. And we receive some reward in some wonderful way. Just like sometimes mother slaps the child. But then what happens? After a while, mother says, okay, come, have some sweets. And that's one thing. Another thing is that internally we learn, if we are serious, then we learn a lesson. And another thing we learn, that material situation is not important. At the cost of our material loss, you know, chastising means, you know, being materially kind of deficient or materially, you know, losing something, right? But that, what does it do? It reminds us, after all, material nature is not important. What really matters is our attachment to Krishna. So at the cost of losing everything material, if we can develop our attraction for Krishna, then let me lose everything.
Maharaj, if we're attached to things and things are taken away from us, Bhagavad Gita chapter 2, Lord Krishna says that we become fixed in the higher consciousness when we develop that taste, that higher taste. Now, sometimes when we hear these pastimes about Krishna taking away things from us, if we're attached to them and we don't have a higher taste, we'll just suffer.
So better develop the higher taste. because someday Krishna will take everything away from you. Not something. At the time of death, everything will be taken away from us. So if we are prepared, if we are kind of made to be prepared for that, that's advantage actually. That's a great advantage. That we are getting ready, we are getting prepared for that, because the time will come. And isn't it better to face a situation well prepared than unprepared? So consider a person who never gone through any difficulty in his life, and all of a sudden now he has to lose everything. What will be his situation? But on the other hand, if Krishna prepares him, take something away, something here, something there, and in this way, then, and through that, his heart becomes purified and he begins to see that these things are not important. Rather, what really matters is my relationship with Krishna, and that is the higher taste. That is the higher taste.
Thank you very much, Maharaj. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Haribol. Okay, so I'll stop now. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Maybe we can end with a little kirtan? You want to make some announcement? Or you can make the announcement and then we'll have the kirtan.
Hare Krishna. So first, just wanted to thank Maharaj for coming and giving us his association. I think in his class he was talking about how wherever the Lord goes, his intimate associates go. So also when Bhakti Chiru Maharaj has come here, so many of his wonderful intimate associates have also arrived. So we'd like to thank all of you for coming and being here with us. So it's a very ecstatic time. So please let us express our deep gratitude and appreciation to His Holiness Bhakti Chiru Maharaj by chanting very loudly, 3 Hari Bol. Holiness Bhakti Chiru Maharaj Ki Jai.
Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nittai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sharashate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunnavadi Paschatta Deshatarine Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotee.
Hare Krishna. So just a reminder, today is Ekadasi. Ekadasi Vrata Ki Jai. So Maharaj will not be taking breakfast prasadam here, but he will be meeting with a few devotees. Also today we're going to be having 6-hour kirtan here in the